Oh, there you are. Thank you so much for coming. Even though I didn't tell you why. You're a true friend, for real. Sit down. Do you want something to drink? No? Okay. Okay, so you are aware of how bad my luck has been recently, aren't you? First, I take the blame for my asshole ex-boss, and I get fired for doing nothing wrong. And then my apartment gets flooded. After which, my cunt ex-girlfriend deems the moment adequate to break up with me, like the stinky cunt that she is. And now... my parents can't even help me anymore. And I had everything figured out. And now it's over. And... Sorry. I'm just really stressed regarding my financial situation. I don't know if I'm gonna have a roof over my head next month. No, I'm not saying that to make you feel guilty. It's okay. I would never do that to you. You're one of my oldest friends, and we've been through so much together. You're doing very well for yourself, and that's really great. I'm sincerely so happy and proud of you that you reached that point in your life. By the way, I'm a bit worried about you, you know. How many months since the last time you didn't sleep alone? Yeah. I guess I'm straying from my point, but... not so much. You'll see in a moment. Okay, so... there I was, trying to figure out how to make bank real quick so that I can get my head out of the water, and I considered, I considered whoring myself out. Don't look at me like that. Don't judge, okay? No. I know you're just worried about me. I'm telling you, I didn't do it. There's not a great need for hookers, for lesbians. The real market is with men, and men are, icky. But I really needed money. And I still really do need money. And there's really not much a girl in my situation can do, you know, in this economy. So I thought really hard about it. And listen now, because there's the tricky part. I think I could do it with you. I really think that through our friendship, my only lasting friendship with a guy, by the way, well, I think I don't see you as a gross dude like the rest of them. As long as you clean up before, I think I might be able to get myself to suck your cock. No fucking, though. Don't do that face. It's all scrunchy and weird. You're having a dilemma, aren't you? You're thinking... she's my best friend since forever. I can't take advantage of her dire financial situation to get her to suck my dick. She's a lesbian, and it would be really, really wrong. I know you like my back pocket. I know you so much that I know you started to talk to me because you had a huge crush on me. And you decided to stay friends with me after you found out I was into girls. I know you're not in love with me anymore, but you haven't ever really stopped finding me hot, and you're single since so long that you can't help but feel jealous of my girlfriends, can you? It breaks my heart, because I know how much of a sweet and caring and smart boy you are, and in a way, I'm really okay with doing you this favor. As a friend. A true friend. that I know deserves the best life can give him. If what my buddy needs is a friendly mouth to nest his cock in, I can give him that. In these circumstances, at least. And also, don't forget that you'd be helping me out. Kind of saving my life, in fact. I really need that money. So, please set your mind at ease. I won't think less of you, and it's not like I don't know what I'm getting myself into. I watched a ton of blowjob videos, you know, to prepare. Well, it wasn't for me, obviously. It was for you, jackass. You know I always pride myself in my work ethic. This is no different. Blowjob is just another job, and I sure as shit am going to do my best and offer you a quality experience. Since I've never done it, I knew nothing about it, so I researched. So like I said, I watched porn, but I also read a lot of online articles about how to suck cock. And there's so fucking much of it, like, you guys are obsessed. Anyway, I think I'm as prepared as I could be. Even though I'm a newbie, you should enjoy this. Why don't we start by cleaning that cock of yours? You came here straight from work, didn't you? No offense, but I don't think I would enjoy the taste of marinated balls. Take my hand. Let me gently lead you towards the bathroom. Shh. It's okay. I'm serious. It can just be a positive thing. All around. Just enjoy, baby. I'm gonna take this soap and wash your cock, sweetheart. This alone should feel pretty good. See? The pleasure outweighs the awkwardness, doesn't it? Let's spread that creamy syrup all over your sausage and beans. Take it out. Don't be shy. I had never thought I'd see your cock, in fact. I had never thought about the fact that you had one. But now that I'm about to see it, I'm pretty curious what it'll look like. Oh, sweetie. You're a little short on meat down here, aren't ya? Oh, please. I don't give a flying fuck. You know that, right? I mean, it's a cock. And they all look the same to me anyways. Actually, it's better as far as I'm concerned. It won't stretch my jaw, and I can easily get you all gobbled up in my warm, wet mouth. And you know what? It's pretty cute. No, no, I'm serious. It's a cute cock. Maybe it's because it's yours, but I find it endearing to feel it so hard in my hand. It's kind of flattering. Oh my god, you have to keep that to yourself, though. Alright? If it gets known that I say this kind of things to you, I'll lose all my les cred. But I'd be lying if I said I didn't enjoy it at all to see your face right now. You like this, don't you? I'm happy to put such a big smile on your face, buddy. Okay. I want to get it squeaky clean, so let's take some time to discuss what kind of blowjob you like. Are you into anything particular? From what I've seen, men often enjoy getting sucked off with a submissive vibe. Do you want me to call you sir? Do you like roleplay? I could be your nurse or your maid or a naughty schoolgirl with bad grades and a favor to ask. Your mate? All right, naughty boy. I mean, sir. Okay, time to rinse this cute little cock, buddy. In the meantime, how do you like it? Slow and sloppy? A little more forceful? Do you like, face fucking? Yeah? Alright. Let's go back to the living room. Well, since I'm holding your dick, you don't have much of a choice in the matter. Oh, yeah, that's right. Get on the sofa. Spread your legs so I can crawl between them. You ready? Oh, sir, I'm sorry I have made such a mess. How will sir punish me? Is sir gonna make me suck his cock? I will do everything my sir commands. Oh my god, it's happening. I've got my mouth on your cock. Do you want to have me start by licking it? As my sir commands. No, sir. It's not that bad. You feel warm and soft under my tongue. Now, with your permission, I'm going to suck on the head of your cock. Salty. But it feels even softer. I had never thought about how it would feel like to actually have you in my mouth. The flesh and the feel is kind of like a clit, just bigger. Let me take you all the way now. I'm feeling all weird. What's happening? I'm down on my knees before an erect penis, and I love it. Oh. Man, I love your cock. Fuck all my preconceived notions of my sexuality. So much pre-cum. And it tastes good. You're getting close, aren't you? Oh, shit. I'm drilling all over my face. Oh. Well, I want to go all the way. I want to be a good whore for you, sir. Will you please fuck my face? I want you to use my mouth as you please and ram your hard cock between my lips. And feed me your cum. Please, sir. Yeah. stick out my tongue to receive your cum, sir. Oh, let me milk that cock with my hands. Oh man, that was incredible. I had no idea I could get into it. Wow. Okay. Now, let's discuss your payment options. You've got monthly, weekly, or pay on demand. Nope. Oh hell no, it wasn't a one-time thing. I'm your exclusive whore now, and I've got bills to pay and bars to empty.